And where did he come from? Milledgeville?
I don't know where they came from exactly now. I think from what my daughter lives in Albany. She got a piece of paper along the front door.
Is that right?
We got, what you call it? Family tree?
Family tree.
They got a book here. My wife got a book of her family. Fort. She was a fort about her family. Nice. On sale. A whole lot of that. Well, it came from England, some of them.
And your mother's parents, where were they from?
I don't know.
You know
my mother's parents. They were raised up here in Conceited, Georgia, where she was. Been near Columbus?
Yes. You didn't know them very well?
Well, I knew her mother. Mother visited here after I was beginning, but she had lost her father and she was little.
I see. And your wife, how old is she?
She's 80.
80? And she a Methodist too?
She's a Baptist.
She's a Baptist. And did she go to school very much?
Yes, she graduated at Cox College in Atlanta.
Well, she graduated, And where was she born?
Born down at Cedar Springs, where the paper mill is, a little town there.
I see.
And she moved, daddy moved a bit to the Turpentine Steel that operated right in the edge of town.
Nice.
And she raised her out there in the country,
nice.
3 miles of town.
Uh-huh.
She went to Cox College up there, graduated there.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all the questions that I have. Do you think of anything that you'd like to add to this list?
No.
I must tell you this, sir, you're 85, but you answered those questions about as fast as anybody I've ever asked them of. You have a wonderful memory. Those words come back to you, don't they? Without much effort.
I can't think of names of people that I've known. Oh, the biggest trouble is my memory. Just friends of mine, I can't call the name when they come to me. I'm a big lover of baseball. And these players, I know them, I know the names, and I asked them about certain ones, I can't call his name.
But the rest, words and terms that you used to use, they say you've done better than anybody I've
ever...
Well,
now tell me, you asked me this question, let me ask you, what are you doing that for? What have you gained by what interrogation you had to see?
I should have explained that when I came. What we're interested in is trying to make a kind of dictionary of some of these expressions that I ask you about. And the thing to do when you make a dictionary is not to read about the words, but actually talk to the people who use them. And that's what I'm really doing, is getting information, and hopefully 2 or 3 years we'll be able to put together a dictionary of terms that used to be used and have pretty much passed out of usage. We think that this is one way to trace the history of the American language and how it's changing. That's really about the best description I can give you. We're all of us working on it really are interested in the history of the American language more than anything else. That's our kind of our job.
And you think my mind's pretty good for 85 years old?
I think it's remarkable. I really, I do. some people, 65, 20 years younger, it takes sometimes 2, 3, 4 hours to go through this list. And it took you less than an hour and a half. So I certainly appreciate your cooperation here and the help you've given me. I hope I didn't stay too long.
No, I'm glad to be of any help to you or anything like that. It's like you. Cooperate with you.
Well, certainly have been a big help. Did you happen to think of a colored man I could see?
I sure don't. I tried to think of one while you were away. One that I knew would it, it,